I'm less believing in conspiracies because we human beings are too disorganized, too stupid to do really good conspiracies. I mean really good ones, but this is worldwide. I am just astonished at the amount of fear that is so gripping and the fact that people are willing to shut down entire economies right now in this country. As we speak, I think there's about 50 million people who filed for unemployment, and we have about 70,000 deaths, which is very tragic. But on the other hand, so are these people whose livelihoods, whose whole life, whose ability to support their families and use their gifts, run their restaurant or run their business, have been just harmed deeply, and all the social ills that go with that. And this seems to be all because we seem to be utterly terrified of a virus that could kill a certain number of us, but most people will actually recover. I am just astonished. And as a Catholic priest, I look at this and I think, first of all, it is so worldwide. And second of all, it's so over the top. If you ask me, that is, I see demonic origins in it as well as human foibles. What human being could possibly organize such a gripping fear that would make people surrender liberties and hunker down and really fear what is basically a situation that we faced all of our lives, that there are viruses, bacteria, that life is risky. We take risks all the time. Life is filled with risk. And yet, all of a sudden, this one thing is just completely shut down. How could this take fire throughout the world? So that is why I attribute it to more than just human things. So even if you don't believe in a world of demons and other influences, I just wonder, how could something so worldwide have happened? Maybe it's just the media or some conspiracy or globalist, but who could they be and how are they that smart and that powerful and that influential? Quote, Monsignor Charles Pope. Yeah, I'll give him an applause on that. Now, this cuts directly to our point. And the point of this opening segment here on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, Radio Free Pandemistan, streaming live on our preview stream for the benefit of the public so they get Radio Free Pandemistan and not FAUX fake The World is Coming to an End news 24/7, and live on our YouBoob channel today. Again, encouraging all of you to become Founders Pass members and sign up for the premium service, get the podcast, get the discounts in the store, get everything else. CrusadeChannel.com/go. I want to go back to the, let's go to the point here. How could this have been orchestrated? How is it possible that this is orchestrated and coordinated by humans? Goofy, stupid humans who can't get together for bowling night. Hey, Chip, you're supposed to be here, man. We already on the second pitcher of beer there. Oh, what there? Oh, man, there. I got carried away at the work there. I forgot all about the, you know, we got a bowl with Walter and the boys. I'll be right there, man. We're not good at things like this. Which is why we have these things called clocks and alarms. I mean, a clock serves a purpose, obviously. But the principal purpose that it serves, most people probably lose sight of this, is keeping you and I on schedule, on time. Why? Because we're daydreaming off in the ether. That's why. Now, taking what Monsignor Pope has written here, I have an explanation for this. And I've had one from the get-go. And it has to do with the adrenal chrome guzzling oligarchs. So while it is not possible, I agree with Monsignor Pope, for humans to have organized this, forward placed all the assets, and then actually executed it and gotten away with it. I mean, my goodness. You know, the planning part of it is one thing. Actually getting away with it, this is a crime. This is the crime of all the human race. Never a crime other than nailing the Savior God sent us to save us all to a tree. That's the greatest crime. This is the second greatest crime that men have committed. So how can we explain this then? Well, I can explain it. It's called preternatural assistance. And I can actually give you an example of preternatural existence that many of you are familiar with, just so that you could see. Well, I can give you a big example of preternatural assistance. How did Jeffrey Epstein get away with running the human race's largest pederasty and pedophile ring and supplied children for thousands upon thousands of the world's richest, most famous, and most powerful people for 3 decades before he turns up dead in a jail cell? Preternatural assistance. And by the by, there are people that actually accused him of it, and even actually kind of convicted him of it in 2008, and yet there he was in the spring of 2018, still plying his deadly, lethal, sinful, mortally offensive craft to the delight and pleasure of so many sick, twisted pederasts, we don't even know the number. But he got away with it for 3 decades. Hell, he built a freaking island and was stocking it with a steady flow of children to satisfy the adrenal chrome guzzling oligarch's needs. It's a sick, demonic fountain of youth. So that's an example. The nutbag that pulled off the murder of 58 or 57 at the Mandalay Bay Casino in Las Vegas on 1 October 2017, Stephen Paddock, that's an example of preternatural assistance. That guy was aided and abetted from the get-go, including the complete wiping and scrubbing of all digital media cameras that could have and should have photographed or filmed him in the act of bringing the weapons into the elevator, of stashing them all up in the hotel, of buying the weapons, of buying the ammo, and buying all the other things. No evidence of it. And the FBI threw their hands up there and went, we can't explain. This guy comes out of, figuratively out of nowhere and becomes one of the most savage and accomplished, brutal mass murderers in history. And no one knew about it. No one knew anything about this preternatural assistance. Was Stephen Paddock some kind of criminal mastermind? He didn't even have a speeding ticket. So, and look, I could give you more examples of it. So when you have preternatural assistance, in other words, spirit world is assisting you. Remember the other day I told you the whack job conspiracy or whatever you want to call him, David Icke's on LondonReal.tv has a point. Is he a kook? Is he a quack? Yeah, he's a kook. But when he starts describing this world of influencers that are reptilian, what did God make out of the tempter? What did he tell him? I'm going to make you into what? Snake. That's a reptile. You're going to crawl about on your belly on the earth. You're never going to get to walk upright again, pal. A reptilian description of these forces that you can't see is perfectly in line with people who have seen demons, the few people that have glimpsed what a demon actually looks like materialized in this world. What do they say? We interviewed Ralph Sarchi and his friend Sean Austin. What did Sean say? He saw one in that house in one of the Demon Files episodes. He drew a picture because people like him pictures. What did the picture look like? It looked like a lizard, a reptile. So Ike's may be nuts, But his, well, I think they have some invisible help. Well, they do, obviously. So now we have many people now going like, that's impossible for them to have done this, Mike. Come on, you can't possibly believe that. I do believe it's impossible for Gates and Schmidt and Soros and all the usual suspects to, and Clinton and the Clintons and the Obamas and all the rest of them to have planned this using the bungling doctor who's never right, Emperor Fauchatine, as their medical go-to guy. Yeah, I don't believe it. And by the by, how is it that they get away with it after all of their models continue to fail? Every prediction failed. Every single one of them failed. And yet no one in positions of authority went, we got to pull the plug on this. These guys conned us. Their data was wrong.